Have you ever asked the question, why am I here? You probably have at one time or another. I think just about everybody does. Wonders about life. What are we doing here? How did we get here in the first place? What's our purpose? What should we be doing? Whether we believe in God or not, we wonder about those things. What are we doing here? But I ask that question not in a very general sense about life and our purpose, but more specifically, what am I doing here in church? What am I doing here? Now, if you were to ask that question to a lot of different churchgoers, whether they're believers or not, whether they're part of the body of Christ or not, no matter what church they go to, you'd probably get a variety of answers. In some cases, it might be, well, growing up, the family went to church every week. I just grew up that way, and it's kind of become a habit. Nothing wrong with that. Could be other reasons, too. Some of which could be, well, when I go to church and after the service, I feel better. I may come in a little bit down or gloomy or whatever, and when I walk out the door, I just feel better. Other reasons might be, well, I enjoy the fellowship. It's the only chance I get to see some friends and neighbors and have a nice time chatting with them and everything, and fellowship is wonderful. Nothing wrong with that either. Although some people might say, well, I enjoy the fellowship and talking to others, and there's always a little bit of gossip. Love to hear those little tidbits, you know. For some other people, it might be that, well, I really enjoy the music. I enjoy the singing. Maybe the church has a nice big choir, and it's uplifting, and just love to hear the music. It's kind of like being entertained. Some people do come for the entertainment. Or maybe you're a part of the choir. Maybe you have a good singing voice, and you enjoy being a part of the choir. That's your ministry, so to speak. Or maybe there are just some things that the church does that you enjoy doing, and that's why you come. Could be something like One Soldier or the shoeboxes. Could be some other kind of ministry or whatever. And you feel that you're a part of something, and that's why you come. And there could be a whole host of other reasons as well as to why we come to church. But why should we come? Why should we really come? That's the major question. Why am I really here? Well, I'd like to read something to you. This is from an old Our Daily Bread. I don't know how old it is because there's no date on it, and maybe that tells you how old it is. All I know is it's from February 20th, which happened to be a Sunday. It's not recent, I know, because I came across this. I had saved it from a long time ago. I had forgotten I had it, and I came across it, so I know it's been at least several years. So, this was by Philip Yancey, who was one of the writers for Our Daily Bread. And it says, "Who's the audience? I used to view the worship service in church as a time for entertainment. Speaking of folks like me, Soren Kierkegaard said that we tend to think of church as a kind of theater. We sit in the audience, attentively watching the actors on stage. If sufficiently entertained, we show our gratitude with applause. Church, though, should be the opposite of the theater. God is the audience for our worship. What matters most takes place within the hearts of the congregation, not on stage. We should leave a worship service asking ourselves not, what did I get out of it? But rather, was God pleased with what happened? God took pains to specify details of animal sacrifice for the ancient Israelites in their worship. Yet he said that he didn't need their animals. And then in quotes, I will not take a bull from your house nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's from Psalm 50, verses 9 and 10. What he wanted was their praise and obedience. By focusing on the externals of worship, we too miss the point. The Lord is interested in a sacrifice of the heart, an internal attitude of submission and thanksgiving. The goal of worship is nothing less than to meet and please our God. Lord, may our worship and our praise from hearts surrendered to your ways be worthy of offerings of love for all your blessings from above. That's the thing. All too many times we look at church service as, what do I get out of it? What does it mean to me? How am I pleased? How am I uplifted? How am I entertained? When in reality, it should be, God, I'm here for you. I'm here because I love you. I'm returning the love that you have given me to you. I'm here for you, Lord. To speak of how great you are, how wonderful, how mighty. Speak of the things that you've done for me and for others. To praise you, to honor you, to glorify you. Because you are worthy of all that praise and honor and glory. You created us. Not that you should entertain us or be pleasing to us, although you are. But we are here because you're here. We are here because you love us so very much. And it's fine to receive the benefits of that time spent with God. It's wonderful to be uplifted. It's wonderful to feel better leaving than we did when we came in. It's wonderful to have the fellowship and enjoy each other's company. It's wonderful to receive the blessings, to hear also about all the wonderful things that God does and has done and will do. But that's not the main reason why we are here. Those are the extra blessings and benefits that we receive when we come to God with the right attitude, with the right heart. We are here to worship Him and tell Him how much we love Him and appreciate Him. To sing our songs to Him, to lift our voice in praise to Him, to tell of the things that He has done. Yes, we lift each other up in everything, but our intent should be, we are here to love God and to let Him know how much we appreciate Him. Is that really too much to ask? Is it? I don't think so. And I say that not just for us, but for every member of the body of Christ, wherever they may live. For all too many places, there are churches that are kind of self-centered. And what do we get out of the time spent together? What do we get out of the worship? No, this is giving back to God a portion of what He has given to us. Do we really love God? If we do, why don't we tell him more often? Why don't we sing his praises more often? When we're out and about or sitting home alone, no matter where we are, can't we just thank God and praise him for the wonderful world he has created? Not the world system, but the world itself. The beautiful things that we see, the blessings that we receive. Can't we just say, thank you, Lord? It doesn't have to be on a Sunday only. It could be any time. It could be when we first wake up. It could be before we fall asleep. It could be when we partake of a meal. When we're out and about. Thank you, Lord, I was able to find the groceries I needed at a price I could afford. I mean, there's so many things that we could thank God for. But sometimes we just go about our business. We don't think of that. We think about, quite often, how hard it is living life these days. Worrying about what's going on in the world or in our country. Worrying about what's going on in our lives. Being too concerned about those things. God becomes somebody in the back of our minds rather than in the forefront. We don't have to wait till Sunday to worship God and to bless him, to honor him and glorify him. But it's nice that when we do come together, that should be our focus. That's what worship is all about, really. It's pouring out of ourselves, out of our hearts, the love that we feel for God and wanting to be obedient to him. There's no other way, really. No other way to have a good life. Someday we're going to be spending every single moment in his presence, literally, physically, in his presence. That's going to be a wonderful time. That's something to look forward to. But in the meantime, he's still here. We can't, all right, even though we can't see him, he's still here, he's still with us. We shouldn't wait until we get to heaven to sing his praises. And to say, thank you, God, for saving me. Here I am. I made it. I'm in paradise. Thank you. We should be doing that now. Because that's our destiny. He has told us in his scriptures that nobody and no thing can snatch us out of his hands. We are safe with him. Like I said, when we come together, our hearts should be so thankful and so grateful that it just pours, the love and gratitude just pours out of us. I think that's what he's really pleased about. Not when we sit in the pew and say, oh, wow, that was a nice song. I enjoyed that. I feel better. Focus should never be on us. Not when we come into the presence of God. So it's just a reminder, so to speak. I really feel that God wanted us to hear that, to understand that. Not that he's displeased with us in any way, but just that, hey, it's important for us to really understand why we're here, why we come, whether we've ever thought about that before, or whether we've realized it before. That's really why we should be coming together in church. Because our hearts desire to praise our God and to worship him. There's one last little thing here. The very bottom, kind of a little footnote. At the heart of worship is worship from the heart. That's kind of what the video was speaking to. At the heart of worship is worship from the heart. God created in us a clean heart, a heart that he could reside in. He is within us. His spirit is within us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Out of that heart and his presence within us should flow praise and honor and glory to him. Let's demonstrate our love to him each and every time we come into his presence, forgetting about ourselves, just like that one song says. Let's just forget about ourselves and worship him. Forget about ourselves. We don't need to worry about ourselves. God is very capable of taking care of us. So, praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you are who you are. Thank you that you are worthy of all honor and praise and worship and glory. And help us, Lord, from our hearts to let it all come out, Lord. All the love we have for you, the praise. Help us, Lord, that it becomes, I hate to use the word routine, but for it to be normal, let's say, for us to be that way. To be eager to come to church, to express our love and adoration of you. To not be concerned about ourselves and our situations and circumstances, but to just let it all go, cast our cares upon you. We are here to honor you, Lord. Help us to remember that every time we walk in the doors. You are here, and because you are here, Lord, that is why we come, to be with you, to love you, to honor you. And yes, thank you so much for the benefits that we do receive, even more so when we just place our focus on you rather than on ourselves. The blessings and benefits of that far outweigh than when we come in here with the focus on ourselves. So here we are today, Lord. And from our hearts, we speak to you and praise you and thank you. For we do indeed love you, Lord, and long for the day to be with you, free from the trials and tribulations of this fallen and corrupt world. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our last hymn is from the Praise Book.